AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Gaza's ceasefire negotiations expected to resume in Qatar tomorrow, and President Biden's top Middle East advisors there. Meantime, Joe Fetterman reports Israeli forces rescued a hostage.
The army isn't saying much about this operation. It only says that the 52-year-old man was found in a tunnel in southern Gaza in what it says was a very complicated operation. The man has been identified as Kaid Farhan Al-Qadi. He is a member of Israel's Bedouin Arab minority, and he was working as a security guard last October 7th when he was abducted with roughly 250 other people. Al-Qadi is the eighth hostage to be rescued by Israeli forces, but Israel says that over 100 others remain in captivity. It estimates that at least a third of them have died, and it fears that that number could continue to rise.
Iran's supreme leader has opened the door to renewed negotiations with Washington over his country's rapidly advancing nuclear program, telling the new government there's no harm in engaging with the enemy. The special counsel Jack Smith filed a new indictment against Donald Trump over his efforts to undo the 2020 presidential election. And Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the White House pushed Facebook to censor some COVID-19 content during the pandemic.
In a letter to the House Judiciary Committee's GOP chair, Zuckerberg says officials repeatedly pressured Facebook to take down some virus content and were frustrated when the company did not agree. The administration did speak out in 2021 about what President Biden called virus misinformation on Facebook.
It's killing people.
But spokeswoman Jen Psaki stressed the fight was against the virus itself, not social media.
We're not in a war or a battle with Facebook.
Zuckerberg says the pressure was wrong and Facebook made choices it would not make today without elaborating. He says the platform will push back if it happens again. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. A judge in Utah has ruled children's book author Corey Richens will stand trial in the death of her husband.
Richens' book is about grief after her husband died. Prosecutor Brad Bloodworth says on Valentine's Day 2022, Richens slipped fentanyl into her husband's sandwich. He had a severe but non-fatal reaction. About 2 weeks later, Bloodworth says she tried again with five times the lethal dose of fentanyl.
Instead, she administered it with a lemon shot, where Eric Richens would throw it back all at once.
He was pronounced dead. Defense attorney Wendy Lewis argued police never found fentanyl in the Richens home.
There's not one piece of evidence from Eric himself that he ever took anything from Corey that day.
She says detectives could not be certain the drugs Corey Richens bought from a housekeeper matched those found in Eric Richens' system. No trial date has been set. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.